This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Listen, it's Wednesday night, the 17th. We've got 1 hour together right now. Welcome. Glad you're here. Glad many of you that download later. Well, we're just glad to hear from you in the emails, too. All kinds of new ones today, but we're going to get right to what we're going to engage tonight. Not a world scene, not a worldwide issue tonight, but the details, it's the devil in the details of what some would consider smaller cases. I don't think it's a small thing when we're talking about the abduction of a child or pedophile rings or the finders, cold cases, and dealing with the perpetrators that have brought great harm that are still out there that will bring harm again. It's really a cold and growingly, I mean, we're really evident the evil around us today. We all lock our doors. We're all concerned about things when we're driving in the cities. We're suspicious of governments and politics. And we just want to know, well, not only truth and ultimately where it leads us. Listen, in this world, we're going to sort some of it out, but not all of it. You and I have the opportunity to do some great things. Let me say this, that as I've been going over cases, cold cases and old cases and the McMartin preschool case and the Finders case and the Nebraska case, the Franklin cover-up and the Presidio and many others, and including 20 years of some of the cases we've been involved in locally, some of those have kind of blown wide open again. Because they've never been solved. Some of those cases out of the 90s have never been solved. So we're going to deal with cases that deal with, yes, satanic presence and power. It does have the touch of the globalism with it. And yet it involves human victims, the harming of those lives, the conjuring of dark powers. We've looked at law enforcement again in the last number of weeks, and well, I've got some points tonight to share with thousands of you that are believers in Christ, how you can become a part. Five things you can do to engage. Now, I have had a few people write to me lately saying, you know what, we're not sure, Russ. We're not sure about the numbers. See, lately I have felt and I have purposely put out there statistical, well, it's a proc. We're just simply doing, you know, giving an approximation. We're simply just telling everybody that, you know what, if there was 2.4 million cases of satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, if they were showing up in the psych wards and counseling centers and all that, you know, way back in the 80s, early 90s, if it's grown, and if Colin Ross, a secular psychologist and psychiatrist, if he's correct, concerning the figure of 10 million. See, I can say this, and all the counselors and all those that work with SRA, MPD, and listen, why is it important to you if you've never met one? Why is it important to you if you're not really sure what we're talking about yet? Well, for one thing, there are, well, in our estimation, low statistical estimation, 4 million victims in the United States alone. But they're being found all over Canada, all over Australia, England, in Scotland, across all of Europe, and in, listen, clearly in Russia. I've got a victim that is right out of South Africa, other places around the world. Now, again, they're all dealing with the same issue. At the very least, trauma-based sexual abuse that causes the splitting of the human core and the creation, purposely so, of sub-personalities. It goes beyond that. I'm looking at some of the old YouTube videos of, President Clinton acknowledging MKUltra and trying to bring, you know, well, speak against it and so forth. But please understand, when we talk MKUltra, Monarch, and all the rest of it, we're talking about stuff that's 50 years old. We're talking about the first generation. And tonight we're going to talk about the fourth generation, along with cold cases, and along with ways in which all of us can do something. So I'm going to just simply say, you know, take a check into what I'm saying. And at least, even if you've never dealt with a richly abused individual or a multiple, if you're a pastor, if you're going to church somewhere, then please understand my kind of alert, sounding the alarm, doing what I'm supposed to do faithfully. And that is to say that since the 70s, massive infiltration, that is, the placement of these victims throughout all of the body of Christ, parachurch ministries, mission ministries, televangelist ministries, and all across the nation, there's been a placement, a purposed, plotted, planned placement. It dealt with a lot of, and I've done two of the 8 hours of the training we do on infiltration. Oh, I'm not putting all the information out there. But the 2 hours that we do have out there that are on the web already have been downloaded for 2 years now by the thousands. And I can only tell you that there's been so many that have acknowledged that it occurred in their church, or it occurred in their ministry. It involves the Christian church. It involves law enforcement. It involves the feds and the CIA, the DID. All across the board, there is a, yes, global agenda. But it comes right down to here, you and I, and the church we go to. Why? Why in going to church, can't it just be, you know, a great message and being there to worship God and embracing people and doing ministry? And why do we got to fear some perpetrator getting into the nursery or among our kids? What about some kind of perpetrator there, programmed and placed to go after the pastor, to go after leadership, to bring covert satanic spiritual warfare right into the body of Christ? So we're not going to go over all that. We're just simply saying that it affects us. It affects us all. It involves everything and is part of the whole of the Luciferic agenda. Well, let me stop and just simply say that we want to welcome everybody. We have 1 hour here on a Thursday night. We're here Monday through Friday. If you're new to the show, this is Russ Dizdar. The website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. Hundreds of downloads for you, hoping that many of you will download the Dark Rituals, Dark Powers series that we've been putting up. I think that because of where we've been, what we know, and what we have found out along the way, God has opened a door, and we've just simply been willing to take that door wherever it goes. And so we've heard from many of you around the world concerning the very things we touch on. And all I can tell you is the sense of the Spirit of God's urgency to bring out more and more and more and more, and to bring a sense of very clear, Spirit-led alertness, discernment. Tremendous discernment is needed. Now listen, if you're into biblical prophecy at all, then you know that the end of days, the number one issue is spiritual deception, spiritual seduction, spiritual counterfeits, the evolutionary development and the events to come. We are on the edge of the rise of the Antichrist, the false prophet, the opening of the abyss, and ultimately Armageddon, all of which have their inception in and sheer empowerment by the dark side. And if we do not understand this, then we either simply have only read a third of the scriptures, or we don't really believe all that it says. And so I would challenge every believer in Christ to remember that Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." That involves the indestructible nature of the real body of Christ because of who founded it, but it also reveals that we're birthed in the midst, in the context of a war. There is no Antichrist. There is no false prophet. There is no abyss. There is no Armageddon. Without this spiritual presence, the prince of the power of the air, operative globally, seducing by their own goals, billions. But it does come down to right here, to the cases that we get involved in, to the ones that many of you have read about, heard about. And so I'm saying to a lot of listeners tonight that do know or want to get into cold cases. On television, that's a big issue. Really, on the web, you know, those who want to become kind of investigators and be out there hunting things down, I'm glad that there's a lot of it. But I'm going to go over five ways in which we have done this that have brought us face-to-face with perpetrators, that involved us in numerous police departments and with the feds and others, engaged us in some military. And we want you to know what it is, the motivation behind us, of course, simply John 3:16, John 3:17, ultimately. But that's in the backdrop of a vast spiritual war. And if you're an American, I live in America, and you care about a nation that God's will is for its salvation, and that's true of Canada, Australia, all of Europe, and Russia, and all the nations, all of our nations, you know there is evil and corruptedness, and there's so much that many people now have simply just given up. They're going out and digging a hole and they're going to sit in the hole and wait till it's all over. And I want to say that it's not time for that. And if you're a believer in Christ, supposed to be the light of the world, supposed to be the light of the world, where is the cutting edge light of the world? Where are the heroes? Where are the men and the women like Deborah and like Nehemiah, like Daniel, like Esther? Where are? So many believers are just trying to get out of their own messes and haven't understood the depth of the victories and the empowerment and the, you know, listen, we're doing a brand new study. It's going to be coming out. We're working on the book of Acts. A friend of mine, Tom Dunn, down in Mansfield, he's teaching his youth group the book of Acts. And I think it's a great thing. Some have set it aside and just said it's history. I think it's a great field manual for the end of days. A great field manual to see that the biblical instruction was put into practice and that it has been modeled. If you want to, with the Spirit of God in you as a believer, look at the book of Acts, watch how they put into practice the very words of Christ. Watch how all that Christ promised concerning power and grace and might and sign and wonder and help and living presence was all there. You want to see them accomplish? You want to see them turn the world upside down? You want to see power encounters? You want to see supernatural engagement? And in every case, when believers stood their ground in Christ in the right way, God demonstrated and once again not only ran circles around the ancient dragon, but blew the dark side out of the waters. You can read it in chapter 4, you can read it in chapter 6, you can read it in chapter 8, all the way through. And so I'm going to say it's a great field manual and a great backdrop in dealing with all of this stuff about, you know, well, radical evil. Now, let me ask you something. If you're living in an apartment complex, living in a neighborhood somewhere, you hear about somebody's a rapist out there, or there's a 12-year-old girl that was abducted, or there's a 5-year-old boy that was stolen. All of us should be involved. To the right of me, there's computers all on all around me, but to the right of me, there's a TV on also. It's giving the local news, and I just saw the face of the 30-year-old man down here in Mount Vernon, Ohio, like an hour or so away from where I live, where a federal field agent or contract agent is. That's where he lives now. And there's a lot of relationship that was built with this man years ago until he moved away, and I think that he moved away or was moved away purposely. Because there's a lot of things inside of him that has not yet come out. But the three missing individuals, the mother, the 10-year-old boy, and the other lady, has not been found. And it's great that there are many hundreds of individuals going down to Mount Vernon, and they're joining the team, they're dressing in purple, and they're going out looking through, you know, all the fields and the wooded areas and the weeds and everywhere trying to find these individuals. Thank God there are those that still care that will put their feet out there and search and look. And that's what I'm saying. Many of you are interested in helping. We've decided locally that we're going to begin to recruit again. We haven't done this for years and years. But we've decided locally that we're going to begin to recruit workers and laborers. And I'm going to tell you what, they're going to have to be strong spiritually, have integrity, and be willing, and learn what it is to walk in the power of God, be powerful in prayer, powerful as a witness, powerful in spiritual warfare, and willing to, go search and hunt, go to the highways and byways, and just involve himself in the mission of God with targeting this field that we deal with. Now, I've had a few folks write lately, I already said, that were saying, Russ, I'm not sure about the statistics. See, I've just put out in the last 3 weeks statistical information that I'm bringing out as far as approximation. 100 million cases. 100 million cases that involve satanic ritual abuse, mind control technologies like MKUltra and Monarch, and far more advanced, 50 years more advanced. And the reason I come out with the statistics and are now hitting, and I'm glad individuals are going to check it out, because it does seem staggering. It seems staggering that in the United States, I'm only saying 4 million. And that's on a known basis. Colin Ross, a psychiatrist, you know, he's saying possibly 10 million in his book, Project Bluebird. But I'm going to tell you this, of all the victims I've worked with and that I know I've been worked with around here, after 28 years, we're only dealing, out of all these individuals that have come here and we've worked with, maybe half of them have been to a psych ward, counseling center, somewhere where they would have been counted in those statistics out there. The other half have never been counted. I think that there are other workers and counselors and those who are helping in this field, pastors and Christians out there that are doing things. And our number one objective, of course, is to help the individual, the healing, the saving, the redeeming. That is number one. But in dealing with even one satanic ritually abused, you're going to have to bring in the full engagement of Christ as Savior, a healer, a deliverer, wisdom giver. You're going to have to learn spiritual leading and guiding and spiritual warfare. You may find yourself in a beehive of spiritual warfare. That's why some from the old 90s, 80s and 90s, there are people that have worked in this field that have all gotten tired, that have all gotten cold, that have all seemed that it was overwhelming, and they've faded off the pages. There are those that got involved in the 80s in the case, the McMartin case, and many other cases like that. It involves what you really believe and your willingness. Because in sometimes when it comes to investigation and when the door is slammed in your face and when it seems like all the doors are shut, what do? Do we just walk away? I mean, if we've, I'm going to say this, by God's providence, there may be some of those in the 80s and 90s that once were out there laboring and working, but have backed off. There are others that all they're doing is dealing with the healing aspect of the victims. And I would say that is still number one. But as individual counselors are working with victims of what some would say, well, it's sexual abuse or it's trauma. Then we find out there's personalities. Then we find out there's satanic ritual abuse. Then we find out there's connection to rogue shadow government. Did you notice on the website shatterthedarkness.net? The theme this week, shadow regime. I purposely put up a video that goes back to the Hitler Youth. A lot of the same kind of principles. Somewhere there was an agenda back in Nazi Germany, spiritually conceived, developed to create a master race. Have we forgotten this? And that even at the close, there was Lebensborn, 400,000, 800,000, I don't know how many babies were born on a spiritual genetic basis to try to come up with Godmen, Nephilim, backbreeding. It might seem just absolutely crazy to some, but it wasn't to a regime that was in the midst of world conquest that involved a world war where millions and millions died, where an ideology that was in the minds of the political and military, there was an agreement to annihilate all of Israel, an entire race, shovel them into ovens. So if you think that this can't be, I'm going to say some people are just simply chickens. Absolutely chicken to look. I'm going to say that there are those, even believers in Christ, that still live in fear when God says fear not. They still live in timidity when God says he didn't give us a spirit of timidity. We still see so many that live in fear. They can barely give a witness for Christ. And I pray the Spirit of God changes that in our lives today. Fear is a snare. Fear of man is a snare, it says in Proverbs. And I guarantee you that fear will keep many people out of evangelism, going on the mission field, we want just our comfortable selves. Aren't you bored with that? Aren't you tired of nothing happening? Aren't you tired of bearing no fruit? Aren't you tired of just looking at all the problems but not being a part of the solution? Aren't you just tired of hearing about God's work here and there, wherever else, but not being actually a part of it, hands-on? Why don't you read the book of Acts and watch the lives of those who had hands-on. In other words, they launched out in obedience to the mission of God. They were in the fiercest of spiritual warfare, but they kept winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. And not only do they confront the dark of the dark side, but as they stood in obedience, the full-fledged promises and power and might and presence of God, well, continued to destroy. Can I give you a scripture? Can I ask you to grab onto it? It's 1 John 3:8. Simply says these words, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Take a page and write that verse on the top of the page. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Now begin to write down, say, Lord, help me. What's the devil's work? Globalism. What's the devil's work? The Luciferic invocation. What's the devil's work? Georgia Guidestones reducing human population to 500 million manageable people. What's the devil's work? 2012 prophecies coming out of the Mayan ancient blood-soaked prophecies that aid and abet the Luciferic agenda of a cleansing before a new order. What's the devil's work? The hidden Masonic temples where a mixture of spiritual things go on. A facade and secrecy and a renunciation of the living real Christ, an embrace of a fake, de-deified Christ, an embrace of a light being, Lucifer. Oh, I've read, as much as I could anyway, of Elbert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma. I mean, there's 56,000 temples in the United States. In your city, in your township, in your area, there's a Masonic temple. And I would say to any Christian, deacon, elder, pastor, get out, man. Get out now. Absurd. Spiritual adultery. Absolutely. You've got to be spiritually a nimwit to be a part of a secret society that denounces the deity of Christ, promotes an alternative Antichrist system, and that aids and gives abeds the Luciferic cause. Don't we understand this? All through the South in the United States, pastors and deacons have been purposely recruited. Secret society, secret handshake, secret information, secret meetings. Have you ever been inside one of the Masonic temples? Why doesn't Listen, locally, why don't Masonic leaders, if they're trying to make a new image and trying to make a better image, why don't they let everybody come in? I mean, if you really believe that connecting ancient Egyptian occultism, Nephilim architecture and symbolism, and putting all kinds of demonically inspired symbolism, statues, writings, and mix it all up with the Bible. Try to listen. You have bought into page one of Satan's playbook written on hell's table in hell's kitchen. Do you not understand what the Spirit of God said about seducing spirits, guiding individuals? One goal, deceive many, and then use people to write materials and books and so forth to deceive. You know, didache of daemonoia. They are doctrines of demons. It's no game. It's lethal. It's about your soul. It's about life. It's about whether Jesus Christ is God in human flesh, as all the prophets and all of the New Testament writers, led by the Spirit of God, are in agreement about God, the mission of God, the Savior of God, the end of the age. Yet among us is the broadest spiritual counterfeit movement in the history of Christendom, the New Age movement. Among us is, underneath that carpet, is the lethal Luciferic. I mean, the real stuff. And what we're talking about, cold cases all around us. Anybody looking at the old John Wayne Gacy cases, or the Dahmer cases, or the Bundy cases, or the Ripper cases in Chicago and across the board. A local case here where a girl named Winda, you know, she is brutally stabbed and cut up. She is sexually abused along the way, tied down. And then eventually she is killed in the middle of the night during satanic ritual stuff. A couple of days before the ritual, the Hands of Glory in September, her hands were cut off, taken. Though they feel they found the guy that did it, I think there was more involved. And I think the guy that did it here locally is multiple subpersonalities. You would not believe, as we began to go investigate and look into it, we learned, listen, we're going to tell you these 5 points here tonight, and we'll give you good time with these 5 points that if you want to get involved, here's some things to start with when it comes to cold cases. When you look at the broad picture, and thank God for writers that are dealing with shadow government, shadow regime, it is really there. It is biblically predicted. It is what causes the worst of the worst of spiritual deception. It is what becomes the platform for the broadest manifestation of demonic presence, and it is the environment of the rise of Antichrist, rise of the false prophet, opening the abyss, and Armageddon, which involves the destruction, if you believe in biblical prophecy, as the infallible, irrevocable, minutely accurate, and only accurate picture of actual future human history events, which deals with the world as a whole and individuals. Now, if you understand that, then you understand that what I'm talking about is what has been prophesied. And this is part of the problem with the Old Testament prophecy to the New, that there were many that were not reading God's massive communication about the coming of Messiah, about Emmanuel, about God in human flesh, about a Savior. Isaiah 53 was not applied. And so you and I could miss seeing a lot of things if we do not study biblical prophetic revelation about the end of our days here well. It is selected specifically, listen, the highest possible source, infinite, uncreated, God the Holy Spirit. Many people listening right now may, listen, some of you are New Agers and psychics and remote viewers. What is your source? If your source are the finite spirits, spiritual energies, the Akashic records, then you have been seduced and you have been taken in. It's real stuff. I acknowledge that. But deadly, lethal, opposed to God, and they will seek to rob your soul. Have you ever wondered why all of that spirituality of the New Age, of the Gnostic, of all that other side has never led you to personal relationship with God? Have you ever wondered why that entire regime of information gives a dumbed down, de-deified, fake Christ that you can't know, that can't save you? It's all a diversion from the real. Have you not read 2 Corinthians 4:4? The God of this age, small g, the God of this age. This is bigger than the CIA. This is bigger than Mossad. This is bigger than M16. This is bigger than the intelligence agencies of the world that have been infected spiritually. And the ideologies, the technologies, and the momentum is flowing right into Lucifer's lap. Globalism, global military, global technologies, planetary defense weapon system. Now, I already said I wasn't going to go into that whole world, but to say that the biblical picture, this astounding revelation of God that blows out of the water anything else. Nostradamus can't touch this. Edgar Cayce can't touch this. Psychics can't touch this. 2012ers, even with your ayahuasca and talking to shamanistic spirits, you can't touch this. They're not of God. They can't enter in. They don't come from God. The Spirit of God that has given the revelation, is there any wonder why your eyes are blinded to all of it? How could it be that individuals are going down to the Mayan temples and sitting on the blood-soaked stairs of Nephilim architecture temples, where thousands and thousands of humans became the source of opening the doors to mass numbers of spirits and the gateways to the demon gods? And the embodiment of old, well, they call it Mayan prophecy, but it's really Luciferic declaration. See, counterfeit prophecy is not really counterfeit prophecy. It's really Luciferic declaration, only there to aid and layer and foster and promote this evolutionary development and the events to come. Well, let's bring it back down to the individual, down to the cold cases, because they involve kids, they involve people. The Finders case that so many people looked at way, way back, when all of a sudden some folks fell upon and law enforcement fell upon a group that seemed to be, carrying around with them a ragtag group of children that looked dirty and matted and uncared for, and observation was they were abused and sexual abuse, and they showed signs of all of that. And then when law enforcement got involved, and then when they, you know, began to check it out, CIA was supposed to involve itself, and then all of a sudden local law enforcement dropped it like a, well, they say here, a hot rock. And the reason, again, the Tallahassee police, you know, complain about the handling of the Finders case investigation by the D.C. police. And as I'm quoting here, it talks about, it says, that, quote, they dropped this case, one Tallahassee investigator says, like a hot rock. D.C. police will not commit or comment on the matter. As for the CIA, ranking officials described allegations about links between the intelligence agency and the Finders hogwash, though everybody else saw the connection. Now, the issue about the Finders was this group that was out there, working on a global scale, but here in the United States, grabbing kids and taking them off. There might even be connections with the colony of Dignidad down in South America. Peter Levinded, the Unholy Alliance, the Nazi camp, and the kids that were there being split and programmed and used. See, all of this does go back, and it went worldwide. It is part of that agenda, but it comes down to kids off the street. It comes down to the fact that there are now, as some say, 4 million, maybe 10 million in America. But I'm going to tell you again, and that's why I'm challenging you to check out the statistics. And I'm just giving approximation. I'm just saying that that you can go to the secular, you can go to the American Psychological Association, you can go and you can go find out the stats for yourself concerning people showing up that have had trauma-based, purposely created subpersonalities and what it's all about. And why the diagnostic manuals, number 3 and 4, why everything had to be changed because of the thousands in the 80s and the millions in the 90s. And now, again, I'm talking as one who dealt with, and many of you that are listening might have dealt with, the first generation. And I'm just saying that I've noticed that that's where all the eyes are. Every time we talk about MKUltra, every time we talk about Monarch or Phoenix, or when we talk about Satanic Ritual Abuse and Michael Aquino and the Presidio and the Finders and all these cases, even the McMartin case, you're dealing with first generation. And most of them, some of you that are victims right now, our prayer during this hour that God would grant to you extraordinary grace, extraordinary miracle, extraordinary embrace, and deliver you, heal you, and if not saved, save you. The numbers of these kinds of victims, again, are off the scale. I mean, literally, and this is why I'm saying, if nobody's going to deal with the numbers, see, the numbers should stagger us. That's why I said simply this. First generation victims are mid-50s or all the way up to 58. Their moms and dads may have been actually either chosen by Nazis or Nazis themselves. Lebensborn children that were raised to have children. So when we deal with the first generation, I was dealing with the first generation person the other week, and the mother is multiple. We have a case down towards Columbus that I discussed with one of the individuals. The mother, there's the mother, then there's the daughter, then there's her daughter, then there's her kids. 4 generations. So all the way up into 58 years old, first generation. And many of those who are the first generation, your moms, were at the very least split and had multiplicity just to keep everything quiet and silent. That's how it works. You can't be a SRA MPD victim. And does this involve anything in America? Does it involve the insurance industry into the hundreds of millions of dollars? Does it involve the entire psychiatric community and the cover-up? One only has to go get the book, The CIA Doctors. One only has to look at the Freedom of Information Act. All of the information coming out, it's all there. You can name the names all the way back to Sidney Gottlieb and the CIA's early days of the OSS and the paperclip and all the rest. But that paperclip concept was a Trojan horse. England experienced it, all of Europe, and the Russians. The untold story of multiplicity in Russia. The untold story of mind control, psi warriors, psi power and abilities in the USSR. How many victims are there that have no ability to find help and deliverance and so forth? All over Europe. And so if we can say, with Colin Ross, the Canadian psychiatrist, now I believe working in the United States, who wrote the big book, Project Bluebird, The Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder, and now it's been rewritten and I think retitled The CIA Doctors. Psychiatrists, psychologists, listen up. It all goes back to G.H. Estabrook's 1947, where he declared in his book publicly that they learned how to do this. And that the goal should be to create thousands of these kind of soldiers, place them in all departments of military, and have a sixth column, a shadow regime. So when you talk now, 60 years ago, and you talk first generation, well, you've got folks that are mid-50s, late-50s, 60, and maybe a few in their early 60s. And then you got to go to England, and then you got to go to Germany, then you got to go across Europe, then you got to go to England, then you got to go to the colony of Dignidad, you got to go to Paraguay, you got to go to all the places where the Nazi hunters have hunted the Nazi doctors. You got to go to all those places. You got to go to the psychiatrists, the psychologists. I know of one, I believe, psychologist out of China that has contacted us about dealing with someone there that has subpersonalities and all the picture of programming. In the military side of things, that's only a scratching of the surface of what the outside coven, cult-oriented development, the bloodlines. That's where the secrecy is. That's where the supernatural secrecy covers them like a blanket. Like a blanket that blinds. Listen, do you understand again? 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this age blinds the minds of unbelievers so they can't see. Again, if you're biblically oriented, Ezekiel chapter 8. And I would say to law enforcement, I would say to military investigators or military soldiers that want to investigate, law enforcement that wants to investigate, retired law enforcement and feds that want to investigate, you're talking about breaking into what is layered under supernatural layers of literal dunamis power that shields the depth of this agenda. It is meant to be secretive. That is the revelation of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. When the Spirit of God identifies and says, a secret power, a mysterium, a secret power of lawlessness is already at work. Greek word at work, already at work, deals with a supra vast, global, supernatural operative power, a prince of the power of the air, a spirit who's operative in the fallen world around us. There's an agenda. There is an agenda that the world, by the billions, understands: shadow government, shadow military, shadow regime. You and I must come to the conclusion that it's impossible for it to be there without spiritual inception, spiritual evolution, development, spiritual powers, and that's increasing and developing just as the Spirit of God said it would. So in your city, as we do in that series, and I would say on the one hand, begin to read the book of Acts heavily. On the other hand, begin to read and go through the materials we have on our website free. Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. If there is one satanic, richly abused person in Moscow, then there's probably a few thousand more. If there's one satanic, richly abused person in Oslo, in Berlin, in Paris, in Madrid, in Liverpool, or London. If there's one in Los Angeles, then there's another thousand. And if you find one first-generation victim, now in their late 50s maybe, and they're wanting to get help and they begin to tell about their story and they were raised in the area, that means the perpetrators were there. The coven was there. If you're dealing with somebody that has demonization, subpersonalities that are priestesses and assassins and runners and hunters, those that know ancient languages, twilight languages to summon the demons, if you have individual personalities that know what it is to make war against the saints and are plotting and planning on being a part of a great war, chaos, that will bring the Antichrist in, if you're finding that all over, and you, dear friends down in Australia, and you, dear friends up in Canada, and all across America. See, in my city, a little city, every psych ward had them for years and still do. But we're talking first generation. Let's just go with Colin Ross and agree with his assessment that there may be 10 million. In America, what about Canada? What about Australia? Let's add in another 5 million. What about all of England? Let's add in another 10 million. What about all of Europe and specifically Germany in the deep, dark, vast undergrounds and castles and places? Well, let's then the Scandinavian countries and then let's go to Russia. Let's begin to talk about 50 million. That's an easy figure to come up with. But we're talking first generation. In most cases, and I'm going to say in probably every case we have, where the first generation SRA, DID, unhealed but getting and seeking healing, has children that are in their, well, late 30s, early 40s, guess what you're going to find out? That they're multiple. That they're SRA. That satanically inclined programmer splitter personalities in the first generation person during the night, during the rituals, began to do this in the very babies that they didn't consider was theirs, but part of the project. And now those that are in their, well, 40 years old, let's say, and they had children. And all of a sudden we go back to 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. Guess what we're finding? Multiples. Multiples that have personalities. Multiples that have personalities that know how to do a ritual, how to conjure, how to seek and have psi powers, who believe in the secret and to keep the secrets. And then, as I'm dealing with 20-year-olds in that age group, they've got children. Anywhere from birth right now to 6, 7, 8-year-olds, the fourth generation. And there may be already, now think about this, if there are, on a global scale, 50 million first generation, the second generation would be at least another 50. The third generation, let's just dumb it down, 25. The fourth generation, you see where we're getting 100 million? That doesn't, if that doesn't begin to motivate you to study and say, what in all the world is going on? How's come they're in government? How's come they're in military? How's come they're in law enforcement? How's come they're planted in churches? Because the agenda for at least 30 years now has been leaking. Because individuals that were birthed in, brought in, and grabbed and claimed as chosen ones, many of the millions of them didn't want to be there. They don't want the darkness. They've been brave enough to say they don't want this and they want out and they are crying to get out. They're wishing they can get out. But what about the babies up to 6 years old where they go to the meetings? They have no one to help them, do they? Do they have anyone to help them? When the sub-personalities demonized program that are in their moms, in their grandmothers, in the great-grandmothers, are showing up at the ritual sites or at the places where they split and program and train and show the little ones how to do it all. And all the propaganda and all the programming and all the development, and I'm going to tell you again, that all of it lends to the fact that it is part of the shadow regime, part of the foot soldiers, as they themselves have said, the troops of Antichrist. Cold cases. Many of those cold cases out there included serial murderers that were multiples. Unhealed, undealt with, subperson. Look at Danny Rollins down there, the Gainesville, where those college girls were decimated, killed, slaughtered, mutated. And the guy had Gemini and stuff inside of him. Don't we understand that there are now millions worldwide, voices in the head, They've opened the doors in the last 40, 50, 60 years to all those occult doors that have been opened. Did they think that the dark side wouldn't come over? If they've been knocking hard and people, human beings, have opened the door, is it any wonder that we're in the highest ramping up of the manifest presence of the dark side than ever in all of history? We haven't seen anything yet. So, if you care about getting involved, if you care about going, you know, into, and again, in the context of the mission of God, because it is only there where saving and healing and deliverance and extraordinary miracle and supernatural power and work in the hand of God, it's only there that the hand of God is going to be operative in all of this, and that is needed. If you're going to go after hell, you're going to need heaven. Anybody going to say amen? And so may the Spirit of God call you. Retired officers, retired feds, retired out of the military. Maybe God can sanctify your tools, your expertise. Maybe you can come to the throne of grace and say, God, here am I, send me. I see how vast, I see how big, but by God's grace, I know I'm called to be a light, to be clothed with power, to go to the highways and byways, to be involved in the cutting edge of evangelism that involves, well, the evangelization, healing and deliverance, care and help of millions that have really been ripped off, damaged by the dark side. I don't think it's going to be 25 years of taking psychotropic drugs and getting hypnotherapy that's going to be the answer. It only hides or masks what's really there. And all the little ones, all the parts inside, they're crying for help. So, number one, become the most powerful spiritual believer you can possibly become. Number one, I'm going to say, whatever your background, coming to Christ, giving your life to Christ, knowing that he gave his life for the world, knowing that all this deals with the fact of a dark presence, sin, of a savior, that it deals with two sides of the fence. And you're on one or the other. But I do know that if, like in Hebrews chapter 11, you surrender to God and stand up in faith and become the most powerful prayer warrior you can, the most powerful witness you can become, the most knowledgeable biblically, you're going to have to really know the skills of spiritual warfare, authority, the armor of God, action, all of it, if you're going to really, you know, step out in your area. In the 14 hours of training under dark rituals, dark powers, at least launch out into it. Or the other course we have, confronting the powers. That's an old, you know, six, seven, I forget how many years now, it's old, but it's up there, and many, many folks out of that old material are really getting something out of it. Become the most spiritually powerful in Christ person you can become. And that opportunity, an invitation, come to the feet of Jesus and learn of him. To come to God, to come, listen, I don't care how old you are, you can grow, you can become powerful. I don't care if you're disabled, you can become very powerful spiritually in Christ. That's what's needed. Number two, you can begin to become a search and research. You can begin to be involved in search and rescue. Do the research, searching. This involves becoming an investigator. You're going to have to begin. Listen, even if you can't go to schools, you can get some books on the materials of investigating. You can get some materials. You can begin to, you know, go back to the Old Testament. And I mean, listen, you know what? I went back to the Old Testament today. I was looking again where in Numbers it talks about, and Moses sent spies out, or in Judges where they were spying out the country of Lachish, or where Moses sent them to spy out Canaan, or where they were sent to spy out Ai. Do you understand the spies of the Old Testament sent out looking where the Nephilim roamed, where the highly demonized were? That's part of what we do, the research. You got computers now. You got books now. I'm going to tell you right now, there is no book yet like The Black Awakening. And I can only tell you that it comes with massive content of all of this. Hopefully by Christmas we'll have it up as a hardback and large print and things like that. But hundreds, 100 hours of training materials will come with it. We're going to keep putting out everything we can because there are so many of you that want to be involved. Even today, people are writing saying they want to be a part. So search and rescue, search and research and hunting and investigating and, you know, whatever you can learn along the way. Here's what I found, and I've been to five other schools and the privilege of many other training places, but I've also not had thousands and thousands of dollars to go to all these other places that I want to go. So train yourself. Learn what you can learn. In the presence of God, in light of biblical revelation, learn what you can learn and get the skills and surrender them and use them for God. Number three, let that hunting lead to wherever. When you're dealing with victims and you're trying to prayerfully find where the perpetrators are, I'm going to tell you right now, every single city in the United States has a Masonic temple. Well, we can understand that. You can go out and look at it. Every single city in the United States has victims of satanic ritual abuse and multiplicity. At least one, if not 30, 40, 100, or 1,000 in the big cities. Which means that an ancient, old, operating coven with all of its spider webs of connection nationally. Did that occur in the Old Testament with Israel? From one side of the nation to the other, God gives a report. Innocent blood was shed, and nobody was doing anything about it or saying anything. God's able to put all the dots together and help us understand. He sees the picture. Like with Ezekiel, nobody knew, but God took a willing individual to go in and look, to hunt, to search, and God took him right in, supernaturally so, to see what was really there. If it's really there, our issue is, if it's really there, it can be found. But you're going to need the hand of God. And you're going to have to let it lead to wherever it goes, to the daycare centers, to the government, to, you know, anybody, anywhere where there's infiltration. You're going to have to let it lead where it goes and be brave about it. Number four, the objective is help the victims. Not just the ones that show up 40 years later, but can we get to the 5-year-olds? Can we get to the 13-year-olds? And number five, we're going to have to nail the perpetrators. That comes out of Ephesians 5 in dealing with exposing evil deeds of darkness. And if that involves, where there is, sexual abuse among children, learning what we need to learn about nailing those who have caused the mind control. It's going to have to be redemptive. Listen, I hope that you're listening right now and you know the living Christ. And if you don't, come to the living Christ and give him your heart. Know the King of heaven and earth. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We're out of time. We'll be back here tomorrow night, 6 p.m. God bless. Good night.